BBC News with David Alston. The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has arrived at the presidential palace in Rome to submit his formal resignation. It follows his crushing defeat in Sunday's constitutional referendum. The president will have to decide on how best to move the country out of its present predicament. Manuel Valls says he's resigning as Prime Minister of France to seek the Socialist Party's nomination for next year's presidential election. Opinion polls have suggested Mr. Valls is the favourite to win the Socialist ticket, but analysts say the chosen candidate may struggle to reach the second round. Hospital authorities in Tamil Nadu have announced that Jayalalitha Jayaram, the chief minister of the southern Indian state and one of India's most popular political leaders, has died after a prolonged illness. Yesterday, she suffered cardiac arrest. A former film star, Jayalalitha, was idolized by many in Tamil Nadu, even though she was briefly imprisoned for corruption. An appeal court in The Gambia has ordered the release on bail of the opposition politician Usainu Darboe and 18 others. Their release comes 3 days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election after 22 years in power. The United Nations says an investigation into allegations of sexual abuse by peacekeepers in the Central African Republic has identified 41 of the alleged perpetrators. 25 were from Burundi and 16 from Gabon. The South American Football Confederation has officially declared the Brazilian club Chapecoense champions of this year's Sudamericana Cup following the accident that killed most of its players. And Chinese investors have bought a traditional British pub where President Xi Jinping enjoyed a pint of beer and fish and chips on a visit last year. He was taken to the hostelry called The Plough by the then British Prime Minister David Cameron. Since then, it's become a tourist attraction for Chinese visitors. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.